No, the problem is that you went and switched the thing to what's it called? You're on the wrong thing.
Because this is something else, whole
hey, wait,
pattern.
Don't
verify
it.
It cancels. It cancels, right? Now use password or fingerprint.
We're definitely recording this, by the way.
It's open. What's the problem?
No. Are you drunk? What is he doing, this guy? Can't take the guy nowhere.
Very tough sound.
Very.
Extremely sound.
God bless you.
Put it back. God bless you. Let
me do it again. No, 2022. Not in can this guy get right today.
Where?
By the way, today I was in here. Does it still smell like herring in here?
That smells like booze.
Booze? It was herring, like all the thing. Someone ate herring in here today.
Where?
Yeah, orange juice expired for 7 months in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Did you not have to throw stuff out?
You backed off the face up.
Literally.
Backed.
This is gebacked.
No, yeah, yay. Unreal.
President Biden delivered 2 major speeches before leaving Earth office this month.
Well, look.
Outlined his legacy on NBC.
What legacy?
And he gave all these people medals tonight.
Who did he give?
All this from here to Brooklyn.
Who?
Hillary got a medal.
For what?
Medal of Freedom.
With stamps.
Medal of Freedom.
What did Kamala get?
No, I wasn't on that list. Did they see it?
We've come out now. I haven't seen her.
Yeah, we haven't seen her or heard from her or anything here. He was on the list. This is a Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient.
Who's Jose Andres? Wow. Who are these people?
George Soros. What was
George Soros got one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Who was George Soros?
What does it mean if you have a medal?
George Soros?
Yeah.
Top leftist funder in the
country.
Wrapping up the summer.
Yeah, but what is, I don't even know what this is. Presidential Medal of Freedom. It means
he's
the pardon of freedom. What does it mean? Does she pardon these people?
Randless.
Pardon? No, no. It's just a medal. It's not like
was it
a service or something for something.
That and 50 cents could buy you a Coke in exchange. It's a little charge of 50 cents for a Coke.
I mean, he's a powerful person.
He's a powerful person.
What does it mean?
It means that Biden recognized your efforts on his behalf of his legacy. That's what it means.
Joe Soros is done.
He's done?
Everybody's done. Biden's done.
How's Soros done?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have any more money left.
He lost the bet.
What did he lose exactly?
He throws gang Kamala.
He didn't lose. He still has money.
But his mahos. His whole...
He just planning for the next...
Anybody that put that money behind Kamala is a massive loser.
No, he's just playing for... They're just playing for the next one.
I understand, but it's still a massive loser. $1.5 billion in garbage.
I hear.
Where did that all go? It didn't contribute to the economy.
No, it didn't.
It contributed
to... But that's not his... He's not looking to contribute.
Kamala Harris' legacy fund. She
doesn't have money.
Now she does. $1.5 billion.
Now she doesn't.
Where did it go?
They spent crazy money on things that don't make... They weren't synchronized. No, they weren't synchronized. They just spent money. There were thousands, hundreds of thousands of people working for her. No shaykhs. Calling, going, buses.
Yeah, Elon Musk to trim off the fat.
Yeah, because Trump's not going to hire him in the end.
Who?
Elon.
He's not on it?
He's mad at him, whatever.
Oh, he's mad now?
Trump has ADD, Elon Musk has ADD.
No, he's not mad at him.
Still well. You know.
Avi Chanel said today, that as soon as Trump becomes president,
we're getting school vouchers.
We're getting school vouchers. Uh-huh.
It's coming from the Democrat in the room.
Yeah.
That's what he said?
Mm-hmm. It's a shame we couldn't record him, I wish I had a say.
Now he's a Republican?
Don't you have to apply him? Don't you apply him? You lose your seat in the Senate if you...
He says Trump is going to push it through. Okay, Trump.
Push it through for what? Federally?
Today he said he got approved that they're spreading Route 9. You heard?
No.
He got approved an $80 million state is paying for it. That's what he claims today.
What about Iron Tough Papa?
They're spreading
what's
it
from
he
Route
said
9.
That from Lake, because it used to be that Route 9 was the main road to go to Atlantic City.
Okay.
Byron said it's never going to become a two-lane, multi-directional highway.
Okay, well, he claims that he got approved a $70 or $80 million budget.
From where?
From the state.
From?
From Lakewood Courtyard to John Street.
Where's John Street?
John Street.
It's in the park.
It's two blocks.
2 blocks. It's costing the state $70 or $80 million.
Why?
Because they have to expand the bridge.
What bridge?
It's a four-year project.
There's a bridge over the lake.
Over
the lake. That's the big expense? What
no,
about the rest of it?
No, the rest of it is going to cost them $1 billion, and they're not doing it.
The fastest ruble is the fastest.
So basically, they're just spreading that, and then done.
That is a big crap.
Will that really achieve?
That is a very big crap point.
In Lakewood?
A little bit.
That is a very big crap point, so I think a little bit it will.
It will, because that central is very bad.
You could get.
The reason why they're doing it past central is because people ver off to central.
Central's very bad.
Yeah.
So it might help a lot.
7-Eleven quicker from the Lakewood Courtyard.
It might help a lot. Might help a lot.
They have to make a new walking track.
Traffic's usually backed up all the way from like Pine.
I don't drive there.
Neither do I anymore.
That's a big job.
He said it's a 4-year project.
The only reason they can do it is because
they're
not buying off from anybody.
They're not buying
from
anybody.
They're off the lake.
Exactly.
Yeah?
He says, but they had to deal with the DEP because there's wildlife that live there. They deal with the retards. Wildlife.
So they're taking off the lake, and that's it. But
yeah.
That's why they could do it.
Because
otherwise, they have to pay every single schmugger hundreds of thousands of dollars. And
they're not even taking off the lake. They're just building into the lake.
Yeah.
Into the lake.
Yeah, take it off the lake.
No, but the DEP probably has whatever.
Okay. You're going to disturb the, you know.
Wow.
The man-made lake, you're going to disturb.
But you got it already.
You listen.
Yeah. He didn't even know what the hell.
Of course you were. I wasn't talking about me putting the password in.
No, I didn't put it.
You were putting it in the password. It's hackable, this phone.
Thank you.
No, it feels happy there.
He listened off the record.
Yeah, it was amazing. Unbelievable.
What's
going
on tonight?
Oh.
We're waiting for you. We're waiting for you.
All right, I'm some slack.
Well, then, no, you have to put in the password on yourself when you turn it on.
You got 3 points.
Whoa, what is going on?
I don't know. I had a little hard landing over there.
Oh, let me bust that shit over here for wings.
Mr. Wax had the best line.
Why do you look surprised?
Is it a plain kiddish or upgraded?
You're like looking surprised.
Yohan's like what? Huh?
Hey, you didn't cut this up.
Watch this year for Parham, you guys are going to be invested. You know the best stuff?
FAA.
Flying J's.
FAA.
In Pennsylvania?
FAA agents. FAA agents.
FAA news? Listen, smart man, he's like, talk to my lawyer.
It's not true, he was talking over there.
I'm in my house last night. That did not say one word to the police department that caught you.
Talk to my lawyer. He said they're
getting upset
at him. Well, no one got hurt, so he doesn't talk to them. If someone got hurt.
He said the next day the FAA called him.
They had to question him.
There's
always an investigation
with the
contractors. That's the Lakewood Police Department can't conduct such an investigation.
No, that's why you need the FAA.
Well, anytime you
have a plaintiff,
it becomes a federal thing.
He said that he
100%.
What's the criminal offense?
No,
no criminal offense.
He didn't fall asleep. Crazy.
Yeah, He said his kids, his wife and his kids were distracting him. He was landing.
But he was landing?
He goes, when you land, you can't talk to nobody.
Why?
He was like, oh, that's my yeshiva. Like, they were like all, you know.
They don't
want to
play
on
the yeshiva. Then
he said you need to stay focused 100% when you're landing. You can't be disturbed by anybody.
But he's already a pilot. He has his whole life. But he's already like 4 certifications on his own.
Yeah, the FAA can make him do another 5 hours of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
maybe he needs it.
Could be. They probably are going to give him some kind of recommendation like that.
Did the plane, how damaged was the plane?
Gone.
Gone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Could they find him already?
No.
No.
They could just make him, you know, 1,000 hours of for the license back, which means he has to go with an instructor.
Yeah.
No. Well, it's a disaster. Yeah. Start the whole thing again. I mean, 2 years till he can
fly it again by himself.
By the way, the guy who went down in the other plane, that when the guy got killed,
mm-hmm.
he was a seasoned instructor. He was a single guy. He was a big instructor. He had hundreds of thousands,
so
no, tens of thousands of hours on him.
What, the Uncle Freeman guy?
Yeah.
No, I don't know yet. They don't know yet. What, the other guy didn't get hurt at all?
A little bit. Not a great deal.
What do you think?
No, 2 weeks before.
I don't know how good the guy's going to feel about that.
It was a week before, wasn't it? 2 weeks before.
That guy almost made it to the runway. He was 20 feet from the runway. It's so sad.
It was in the middle of Silver Tree. Like, we missed the whole runway at all. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
No,
he didn't.
No.
He told us what happened.
No, that's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
He was trying to land. There was a tailwind. Very strong. So he realized not going to land.
No, he said he went in for landing. He shut the whole plane down. Came in for landing. He's about 600, 700 feet in. He's like, this thing's not going down. I'm screwed. The wind.
He's going too fast. Too much
he's going
lift.
Too fast. I'm coming in at 90. It's not slowing
it's
down.
Too much lift.
There's too much lift. Right? He's like, I got to go back up.
You slowed down enough.
He powered back on, try to go back up. On his way back up.
But he didn't have enough lift to clear the trees.
He needed thrust.
Where's the trees? On the way
trees,
end.
There's trees at the end.
Coming in, they should be coming in.
No. No. All the way at the end, there's trees on the way up. He didn't come. He's not used to Lakewood Airport.
Yeah.
That's the way he takes off of it.
No, Mammoth.
And he had
he comes in out of Mammoth, doesn't cut down.
Yeah. Just started in Lakewood.
And much shorter than runway.
Much shorter than runway. He said, Mammoth, you have room.
2,900 feet.
That's what Lakewood is?
Yeah, Mammoth is 8,000 feet.
Oh, wow. That's why they just landed Mammoth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're trying to figure out why they don't have any.
Well, Mammoth's jet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is
a
little jet.
Because Mammoth is an executive airport.
Oh.
The guy who owns the Mammoth property. Is people the state's trying to buy it off him? It's like, guys, he's got offers for that property.
Why?
You want
to make a redevelopment zone there? Amazon is trying to buy property around there now, and they're trying to take it over and make it like a whole
Who owns it?
I don't know. Some guy owns it, and he was offered like supposedly like I don't know $500 million, crazy numbers like.
That's crazy.
Crazy numbers.
From Amazon?
No, I don't think so. Amazon is like keeping the eye on it. If it.
But Amazon wants the airport near their stuff.
It's I don't think they could fly major planes out of there.
No, small jets.
Not big enough for jets. 8,000 feet is not enough for 737 to land. I'm sure it is.
You need to look that up.
Go to Wikipedia.
How many miles long is New York's runway?
It went too noisy to go. Very. That's different from home.
Noisy. I don't know.
Do
how many feet does a 737 need for the runway to be so it could land?
Yeah, 5 feet.
He's asking Meta.
The runway length required for a Boeing
37,
depending on several factors included. 737 model. Landing weight, okay.
Yeah.
Here are some approximate runway lengths required for different 737 miles. 737-600 is 4,500, 6,000 feet.
Okay, there you go,
we
have 8,000.
Yeah, I can land.
Is it 8,000?
That's only assuming you have the 37.
How many feet is Mammoth Run?
Executive Jets. Executive Jets,
you
found
it on Amazon.
So not if we are, you have it right.
You're not talking about planes, you're talking about
stuff. Yeah. Cargo planes are how do you call it? Are converted 747.
You imagine it takes about a half hour to get to Florida?
What? You get to Florida on an executive jet.
I'm saying just to drive to Mammoth. Mammoth's not a half hour. I'm going to drive from here. Up on a Spirit plane.
7,345 feet.
No, no, thank you.
85 feet wide. Mammoth runway.
Okay.
Almost 8,000 feet.
Yeah. The other one is 3,500 feet. There's two runways. No. There's two runways there. 50 feet wide.
People go to Florida for 1 mile all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. How's that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Like your mom to Boca.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's all fine. You probably go to Miami too.
They do.
Go to Israel.
Miami doesn't have a private airport.
You can't go to Israel. Why not? Not with the executive chef.
Why not?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
2,987 feet in Lakewood.
Gulfstream 7 is go to Israel. The Gulfstream 6 is...
It's 60 feet wide in Lakewood.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as important as the lake.
A displaced threshold of 260 feet on runway 24.
And you understand, by the way, most of the time they're not touching down at the very edge of the runway. They're touching down, like...
Informally notified. Now that Biden is giving stuff to Israel because he knows that... He'd rather do it now because then he had his legacy.
Thomas legacy that he did.
He's very funny to think they have a legacy.
Yeah. And Jimmy Carter, what's Jimmy Carter's legacy?
What do you mean? Just
yeah, they were saying the same thing.
He
was
a nice guy.
Supposed up to every despot rule in the world.
He's trying to put that under the rug. Now he's just a nice old man that didn't do Jack Italy. So
a drone just flew into this wedding and handed the chassan the ring.
Yeah,
so last week.
Who did?
I don't know all these things. I get late. I get stuff late. I'm a Yetedji.
What the hell?
Gave the chassan
the
ring.
Light just powered out? Or just the whole shoe went dead? Generator?
I don't have a generator on.
Yeah.
It
takes one
for 10
seconds.
Yeah.
Do you get up
here?
Snowstorm,
3 to 4 inches.
Major snowstorm,
3 to 4 inches.
I can pitch
more than that.
I know.
Put down, says we're
the
ready.
The radar
for
is now.
Huh?
They're looking at some big one for next week.
Oh yeah.
I really hope so.
What do you mean?
A
real big one or?
Give me. I want
the showing a big one.
I want
the
foot.
I need
4 inches.
Once a year, I get foot
and
a half.
No, we
have to.
Blackout. On Almitos.
Here we go.
My house is on blackout. That didn't happen.
Well,
you have a generator.
Nobody's
home. Doesn't know who's work.
You think they're looking at it? They're looking
okay,
at
you.
You
had
a
very.
Everything up there is.
Is this being recorded?
No.
Is that you mentioned today?
Well, yes, it's being recorded.
Lanesville doesn't have a blackout.
What was I mentioned?
Well, I can't talk.
You can't talk. Okay, you have to send it to text me later.
No, are you going to start?
Mentioned?
One second, I just have to see if I have a blackout.
Hey, well, oh, or not?
How do I check? That's my house now? This is live?
He's standing right there. I give it to him over the head every time. He's standing right there. He has to go and say something.
Your system's off.
He says it doesn't pay attention.
Means I have a blackout?
Possibly.
That's not good.
Why not? Generator kicks in. Give it 10 seconds.
Generator.
What? Your generator?
No, it's your one.
Long bridge of time.
The cameras all over.
My house.
Well, Penny has cameras in your house, okay?
I don't.
That clock that he gave you.
One second, let him look at it. No, not that house.
The clock that he gave you, remember that present?
Remember?
The one he told you to put up?
No, it's no way.
In the bedroom.
Well, it's going like from 0 to 100 again.
We're going to have to worry about outages with the storm. Penny has a link to a website.
This storm?
It's not this storm.
Huh?
Unless it gets very cold.
When did 3 to 4 inches
okay.
Become storm?
Yeah, but if it gets very cold, then it doesn't matter.
What's going on? What's going on?
You have no power at home.
I didn't have no power.
Because your cameras don't work.
Maybe
what did that tell you?
He would have got a call already.
How do I get a call? My phones don't work. my wife's not home.
But you don't have a house phone?
Is there anybody in your house above our bed?
No one has hard landlines.
I don't know what anywhere has hard landlines.
Wait, so if the power's out.
No, but I have through a cell phone. I mean, it has.
Yeah, it ain't working.
It's a backup, battery backup.
It ain't working. I took you off of Wi-Fi. You can go back on Wi-Fi. Either the cameras don't work. You didn't turn them on back after showers.
Yeah, I
don't know. Well, you can have. I got no power.
You have to turn your cameras on back on manual.
No. You need to. 7 million things connected.
I took my thermostat. And?
You're on Alamitos?
No, I'm on. Well, Lanesville has power.
Do you have power?
You got power? This is another unexpected shut off.
Well, the shop linked, I think.
The show was on.
Sheer cold and a counter power out of someplace else.
Melrose has power.
Going out?
Melrose has power.
Okay, let's go.
I don't know.
Hidden Lane's up.
Hidden Lane is out?
It's up.
Oh.
But it did blink once. Went out for like a second.
Call that Blinken.
Blinken.
You do call Blinken, yes.
Blinken.
Well, call JCPNL if you want to get your power quicker.
Right, they do such a
good job at that. Sector Gamara.
You don't have
a We are up to. Sorry about that.
No, it's still good.
Don't spill.
This is garbage. We threw it out, but.
Thank you. Good.
Don't spill it. You know it's good.
Test and your test.
Oh, good. We are up to your Zion on Bays. I go to Vach. Well, up to Yitzhak Bez on the bottom. Nechemya Omer, he says it's 230 because we have 23 and 10.
No, it's loud.
Me. You would hear it.
Something happened here.
Yes. What's your phone number at home?
905-1131. How do you know it's out? You gonna def tell him you was out?
Yes.
Power's on. Okay.
You could just text.
My generator didn't go on, so it would make sense that my generator is working. This generator is working also.
What's working?
Both generators. Okay, so Mechem Yaimer, Tanya, Rebbe Yaimer, Messiah, Meshivim, Meshivo. It's 277. Matan Rebbe Amasayim Shiv Meshmoina Blakasha Har Yehuda Har Rabbanon, because you have to have 230, plus you have to have an extra 47 or 48, depending on who you go with, Yehuda or Rabbanon. If you're Shiv Meshim VeEchod, and in case there's one, the guy who's Machriya backs out says they need there, so you have to add two and you keep on adding until you get to 70 or 71.
Where are you?
Yud Zayin on the bottom. Still up to now on top, but a dot,
no,
but a red dot.
You skipped the, you stopped by the Kamiye Be'ir.
I did?
Yeah.
He skips a little bit, it's okay.
Kamiye Be'ir Yeruel Sanhedrin Me'ir Be'Eshim, 120. Me'ir Be'Eshim, Ma'ir Be'Dai. What's the significance of Me'ir 120? You like that word, right? Eshim Shalashim Yeruel Sanhedrin Katana. That's 23. Shalashul Eshim Shalashim Aritish Matati. That's That's 92. Vasar Batlonin, guys who sit and learn, 10 guys, that's 102. So basically, that's Armei Betray. Rishnei Seifer, Rishnei Chazan, Rishnei Baldinim, that's 108. Rishnei Aden, that's 110. Rishnei Zayim, Rishnei Zayim, Zayim, that's 114. Armei Rabesa. The Tanakh is Shane Vasar, the Varma Lolo, in Tamakh for Shoyal, the Bersaycha. There is the Makim, Valinchim, Kupush, Doka, Nigmish, Vishnaim, Skadi, Vishloshan, Vishnaim, 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 Rufa, Vishnaim, 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 Basically, you need 120 hours a necessity for a city for a city to function as a Orthodox Jewish city. It's got to have 120 people. Okay, now what to Tanur Rabbanan?
At least one roofer.
Tanur Rabbanan, Masam Talayim, Sar Alofim, Sar Meis, Sar Chamishim, Sar Asoris, Sar Alofim.
Send a cider.
Sar Alofim, Ishesh Meis. Sar Alofim, that means if you take the Klai Yisrael 600,000 number and you put for every 1,000 a rabbi, that's 600. Sar Meis, that's Shesh Alofim. That comes at 6,000, that's 6,600. Sar Chamishim, that's 12,000. That's up to 18,600. Sar Asaris, that's 60,000. That's up to, so we're up to 76,600. Nimtzu Dani Yisrael Shivas Riboy Shmeres Alofim B'Sheish Meos. So I'm pretty good. 78,600. Right.
Those are the judges.
Those are the judges. Hagelach Dani Mamanas. Hagelach Dani Mamanas. Hagelach Dani Mamanas. Zotik Gemara right there. New Mishnah. New. A new sugya. It's the same sugya, just new.
Why does it say 100
Damn,
I was
Beshleisha?
What's
Shleisha?
Who?
Over here it says
third word.
It's the third word of that Mishnah.
That's the word of that Mishnah.
Okay. Thank you.
Our school's always adding in additives.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. What were they adding
in? Kadosh and Bogdan.
Zakti Gemara. Kain Gadol, done. They're done on our side. So Kain Gadol, you could judge him. He could be a judge, and you could judge him. Not like President Trump, who's, you know, he's got the lahavda, like he's got the immunity. Meid or meidin oisai, he could be a witness, and you could be witnessed on him. Chaylitz the chaltzin, he could be chaltzed, and you could be chaltzed him. Ishtay umiyam is ishtay. Aval who any miyamim? He came in miyam. Who also amano. He has an asay and a lois asay against the asay. Asay dech lois asay, but not when it has asay and asay dech lois of asay. What are you doing?
I should have stuck in there.
Not yet.
Yes, sir.
What am I yet?
You're arguing with Gary?
Might be at the end of the last one.
Oh. Yeah, you do pretty good. Pretty hot today. Amana grusha kalos onos el yikach kim besuah mi'avikadosh. So first of all, you can't marry Amana, so it's a lav. And he has to marry a Basula. So he has Asay and a Lois Asay. So even though normally the Asay of Yevama or Yevaleo is, would there be like a Lois Asay?
I have Menachos Chanoch if that Asay was not
there. Who?
I have Menachos Chanoch if that Asay is not there. In other words, he's marrying an Amono, but it was not, she's still a Basula. Can you do it only Lois Asay? Not the Asay.
Pashas, you could. I said, yeah. The Lois Asay.
I
the Gemara says you can. The Gemara says you could. We'll see the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara. We'll get there. Okay. We'll look at the Mechaskenach after we see the Gemara. After we're educated, decision.
Very, very interesting piece.
Okay. Let's see.
Because you're pretty much a kohen gadol, can't marry you.
Right. What happens if, let's say,
you're a kohen, no?
Yeah.
You're doomed.
Yeah.
You do.
Wait, what?
Let's hope I never have to worry about it.
Is it you should have?
Yeah, you could do. You guys married two ladies, right? You could marry someone else tomorrow.
What?
But
what are you talking about?
Do you realize?
It's,
I'm not going to say it. We're on.
Too many cameras.
What are you talking about?
Next session. Wait.
I'm right. Gary, the hair mitigation is off.
I have enough trouble to one.
We all do, but.
I hope you don't do this
like cutting in front of your wife tonight.
You're not going. What do you call baptizing? Not baptizing.
Baptizing.
What do you call that thing that you go in the summer?
Oh, camping.
Glamping. Yeah.
Baptizing and glamping.
Should I put it down?
I don't know. You might get baptized while you glamp. You might get baptized while you glamp.
Okay.
Glampering. Yeah, anyway. Okay, so let's move on here. because this conversation could go south very fast. What happens to the Kohen? Is sitting, he has a family member that died, one of the Shiva Kohen, my father, sister, brother, mother, and a few others. Kid and?
Son, daughter,
very good.
And wife.
Very good. That's seven. So Meisle Meis, the guy's a scholar in residence. Meisle Meis, any Yitzhak HaMita. He's not allowed to follow the Mita. We'll see why. Basically, if he's going down a street like this, he got a street. Make believe this is a street. They got an alleyway. So you got an alleyway, go in and out. So he stands here. They go down the street. He can't follow. When they turn here, he can move up to here. And then when they go back, he can move around. As long as he's, they turn, they're not in the same alleyway, he can move with them.
You know, it's not going to come with Tumah. There's no reason for him to move.
We're worried. That's what we're worried about. So we say, wait till they pass this alleyway. Then you could go.
It's not a kabbalah to the other thing.
No, it's not.
He might touch.
It's not that he might touch.
He might touch the building. You know, he's crying. He's er bengt sich nuch devab.
What?
You ever heard that expression? Er bengt sich. He misses his wife. He means he doesn't want to marry a second wife. Different than most of the guys in the chabura here.
Your parents say hello. I'm just saying.
My parents? Are you there for Shabbos?
Yeah. Gideon and
Bleem
were there too.
Gideon and Bleem were there for Shabbos?
You weren't.
Gideon.
By the way, if you would call your parents before Shabbos,
I called them. They didn't say anything. I guess
one of the things always on the topic: who's coming to Shabbos? It's one of the things.
I didn't bother this, so they never have me that someone's coming. That's right. Last Shabbos, I knew someone was there, so I asked. But okay, very nice. And my niece was there. Zalinger? She lives by Getty. I'm sure she won't. You see someone with pants?
No.
Why did you say that?
That's her outfit.
Well, no, because she was upstairs.
Right. Okay. I'm just saying. I wasn't saying anything bad. Why do you get so mad? When I talk about a Shiva guy, you don't get mad? Why do you say that? No, if I say like a negative thing, he jumps right on it. All of a sudden, although somebody in his realm gets mad, that's...
Because he's your Jiminy Cricket, making sure you're not being negative.
I'm going to be Menachem Olah tomorrow. Two girls that wear pants.
Those girls are sitting in Shiva?
Which girls?
They were adopted.
So what?
Who's sitting in Shiva?
They're
who's
not from
Shiva?
At all.
Zero.
You adopt two girls, two boys.
Two girls.
Who is this?
Who and they're married?
No, nothing.
Who don't?
A lesbian and one who's anorexic.
Okay.
I don't know which one's better off.
What happened?
Huh?
Who's doing?
We're going to help. What
happened to
him?
Somebody. Yeah. Anyway, maybe the lesbian should become anorexic and she should become.
Why are you
getting
involved? Those two are sisters.
Why are you getting involved?
Yeah.
What the world
bring food.
Bring food. That's the next step. Bring the food. Did you tell your cousin to come? Your brother in law, I mean? You texted your brother in law that the food is here?
No, I didn't.
No. Send him a text, please.
Don't.
Send him a text, because otherwise he's going to get burgers at you and you can't afford it.
No, I don't want to send him, because he's going to get mad.
What? Did he send him a text?
One second, I have a blackout. One second.
I told you have a blackout. One second, you have a blackout.
No. Isaac Locksman has a blackout. No. Is Laguna out? Nobody can answer. No, Laguna's not out.
Don't think I don't work.
Text your card, the brother more. He's going to be upset. It's going to cost you a steak in the middle of the week for no reason. This doesn't cost you.
Coffee and Coke is a very interesting mix.
No, it's a delicious mix.
Yeah?
Yes.
You like it?
Very, very good. Not too much coffee. Like, you know, half his tea, half
his
tea.
I would do the same thing.
I literally would not trust him on anything food.
Do an extra shift?
I wouldn't trust him on anything food. Look how he looks, look at me. Trust me for food, okay?
Yeah.
You know what? Look at me. I didn't get this.
You want to know how to lift a piece of weight? I'll ask him. You want to know how to eat? Don't ask him. He has no idea what he's talking about.
No, you're
not. Okay? Half the things you eat, he says, are not kosher. Don't trust him.
The only way I got this way is from eating.
You can't trust the urine with food.
Really?
Okay.
I really don't know the urines.
They're skinny pickles.
High protein?
Huh?
High protein?
Yes.
Very high protein.
Anything, exactly.
Yeah.
A metal bar.
What was this?
Come to my house.
As much as he makes fun, you want, at the end of the day, he called me when he had to move the safe, and I bent the stupid crowbar that he brought in order to move the safe.
Hello. Okay, I got to the safe, but we'll say it later.
Say it out loud.
Okay, not now.
Why not? Say it out loud.
We got to move it. Kalam Oyrim Zeh B'Zeh Achazeh. We'll see the Gemara later. V'amemunu V'matzeh Bein L'Bein Om.
You skipped like
17 lines. Let's get something. Yeah. Sorry. So, Apesach Shari, it goes to the Zeh. Divrei Meir. V'yudai V'ein Yitzvah Mikdash. Mishish Nehmar. V'nein Yitzvah Yitzvah. The Gemara later on talks about what does Olam HaDa Amar do with the Pasuk. Kshumanachem Achayrim. When he's Menachem, other people, Derek Kolam, Oyvim, Zeh, Kazeh. Mamun Matzah, Bein Lebein Om. By him, you do a sandwich, because he's a chosh of a guy, so you do like a sandwich matzah. Shumus Nachem, Achim, Kolam, Oyvim, Lano, Kaparoscha. Voyim, Lano.
He's broken on
Shemaim. When he does the Suda of Raw after the burial, Kolam, Mesum, Lano, Zumay, 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 Now, Amelech, Lodan, Velodanin, Oysoi. Like me, let me eat, and he has it better. He's like a present, Lahavdul, the immune system. Because it's not covered, because you spit at the person and it's not covered. Because you can't marry. Because you're not allowed to marry a king's wife. Now I'll get remarried. You don't mean Rachel Achot Liam Zakhatoy. Abuloi ain't Shamaloi. No. May no Salmon also. You can't marry.
If he wants to do Yibum, why don't we listen to him? Why can't he do Yibum? His brother is
because not covered.
Not covered for what? For him to take his brother.
Take over his brother's over his brother because he's a king. Taking over Hashem Achim. It's all Hashem Achim, right?
Yeah, but it's not Hashem Achim. That's Sukkim. Sukkim doesn't mean Hashem Achim that way. You don't have to name the kid Hashem.
No, I know that, but it's not covered for him to like take over his brother's place as a king.
So he can't do evil.
No.
Then why? What's the point of that?
Not
doing
glitz.
Have to
no, he's not doing glitz.
There's
no glitz. He's off the hook.
So how does the lady go to Motul Shah?
Because there's no Zika.
Zika doesn't even start.
No, it doesn't start over here. Because it's not possible to marry her. That's what he said. That's how we're learning over here. We'll see. There's two ways to learn, but that's pashas.
That's not so simple.
That's pashas over here.
No Zika at all.
Because no, you can't marry. We can't marry. You can't chalitza.
If it doesn't start, Zika means it's an automatic attachment that happens.
There's no attachment over
here. When the brother dies, the lady automatically becomes attached to him. That means he needs to do something to either complete the marriage or to let her out.
Automatic
attachment.
Yeah, but not in a place where it's impossible to do something.
But because this is an attachment that cannot happen, that automatic attachment doesn't happen.
But if he could just release her, then...
Welcome, Shmuel. You took a bath already? Let's go.
The question is, why he should... You can't do a chalitza because she has to spit in front of him. It's not covered. For the lady, part of the chalitza process is that she
I'm makes
an issue and she spits in front of him, saying that he doesn't want to be in the avami. That's not covered for her to spit in front of the mouth.
Morty, there's a lot of things that you know and other people don't know as much as you. We have to explain.
So since he can't do chalitza,
this sounds like a very
it's not covered to do
said, ego. Said he could do
the PMI. No, not the melech.
The melech. They said
oh, melech. Oh.
We're on to the melech.
Yeah.
You're a kohen. You have one problem. But we're on to the next one. He can marry Amnos Shemelech. The Gemara is going to talk about this. She came and seen him. Bederek Shnos Amnos Shel Shol. Bedavid Shnos Amnos Shel Shol. Shnei Mar Ed Lachos based on the Mechavitz Hashem. The Gemara says it's not true. He didn't marry. He married Michal and Meirav. Meirav, and it's also Shiloh who he married over there. We'll see the Gemara. That's today's daf. Tomorrow's daf. Kain gadol don.
Pshita.
So much pshita, like of course. Don and I say it's tricholei. Hanayim pshita. Ilo din ilin na iu hechadayim. Like simis koshu v'koshu. I'm just like shit. As v'achus shachem. If you can't, there's a chesed shavuot over here. But what the Gemara is saying is, if you can't be don, then you can't don someone else. There's a chesed shavuot that they say, if you can't see a mum on yourself, then you can't look at a mum on someone else. Tafah b'zayin avzich. It's a bal musa. Musa. But it really is there's no significance to this. Everybody say, "Well, Tani Kohen Gadol." Hey, Gary, talking about you, Kohen Gadol. Shehar Ragis Anefesh. No, not the second part, just the first one. Shehar Ragis Anefesh. Bemezid Nerag. I don't mean that's big. That's godless.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that he killed somebody.
No, okay. Gadol Shehar Ragis Anefesh Bemezid Nerag. He gets killed. But Shehar Gadol. Why about I'll save? I'll listen. The more talk about what that means. The Mezen Nerag, Pshita, of course. He took out his Uzi and he killed someone. Bishoyge goyle itzrichle. Hanami pshito. So what's it? It's your amino. Hoyo vixiv yashabal mezakayin gadol. Emo chodlis tekad v'chazoro. Legally, the last thing I'm going to say, legally, that loch is, the Torah says that if someone kills someone, basically the Kohen Gadol is going to do Shluch Khan, and he goes up the ladder, and a rung slips out, and he falls down and kills the guy underneath. It's a total mistake.
He's going down.
And they said, Aloch is, the Aloch is just to go, the, a regular person has to go to Ohr Miklat. And when the Kohen Gadol dies, he comes back home. It's Aloch. A Kohen Gadol, you would think, can't go to Ohr Miklat because he's the Kohen Gadol. So that means when he dies, he goes back home, but he's dead. Go back home in a body bag. If you can't go back home, then you can't.
Or maybe you shouldn't go altogether.
Maybe you shouldn't go altogether. So Gemara says, the Tanan, Ahari Kohen Gadol, Ahari Kohen Gadol Shaharag, it's not any Yitzim Shem Loilom, it doesn't go out of Ohr Miklat forever. You got me?
He's stuck there forever.
He's stuck forever. So Melo.
Yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. While he was going through there, there was no other Kohen Gadol. While he killed the guy, there's no other Kohen Gadol. He's telling himself, not in somebody else.
Oh, gotcha. That's the point.
So, Amar, come on, he goes. Back to him, maybe Taka shouldn't go to Ohr Miklat. If he can't go out, so he shouldn't go to Ohr Miklat. Amar Krah, we have a ribui. Lam and Shamma Koratzech, I feel Kohen Gadol Mashman is a ribui. Kol. Kol tells you that even a Kohen Gadol goes out. You got it? Mr. Zada?
Yep.
Over I'll say, I'll lose, I'll say. Zotti Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Lo yisagid le avar." What do you mean? Like he has to be over? Oh come on! Im avar, I'll say. Well, let's say, "Harekel lechotvar." If he's like a regular Jew, he go to bezin shoshol pshita. What's the happening? Why not? So I say, "Amina, he has no immunity." So I say, "Amina, he but tanan ain't done the leis hashev leis anav yishak leis kain god. I'll be bezin shoshol v'echod." We had the Gemara beforehand on the bays. I think it's not bays. Yeah, somewhere like that.
Yeah, bays.
That it's right at the beginning. That you can only that a Kohen Gadol has to have Bezes Hashem Echad. That now even though that's going by killing, but you would think this was included in that too. Even a monetary dispute by a Kohen Gadol should have to go to the highest priests, to the highest Bezden. No. Mix it Divrei Gadol. Adover Gadol said Adover Gadol Mamash was a Misa, but not any monetary loss goes to Ben Shoshim Echad.
Oh yeah.
Woo, that's a slice, man. That'll send you. You know it. Anyway,
made
the Midian Oisai. Okay. So Gemara says made, but Tanya. What happened to my Chashuk Echema? They don't know what these guys. Oh my gosh.
Not
a
few papers.
No.
The boys put it away.
What the? Come on, man. Oh, right there. Let me just get it. 1 second. I got it. No. You don't know what to get. That's the problem. No, I'm just joking. Oh, no. What happened to the other safer? My Mishnah Berurah. You kidding me? That's an antique.
They sold it already.
Oh, right here. Can't even get this. It's out of print.
Which one is that one?
Shurim Tzal Malacha.
Oh, no.
It's out of print. I found it by a tap.
Where'd you find it?
A tap one.
Oh, yeah?
So Gemara says, okay, next. Made them eat an ice. Don't be looking at someone else's plate, okay? Let the guys eat over here. You ice get out, leave it. Made the Midian Oisai, my grandmother used to say, you don't look like this from love. Thank you, Bobby. Made the Midian Oisai, made Vatanya. Made Vatanya of Islam to Pum. What do you mean? Sometimes there's something called Kavod Abrius. And if a guy's a big rabbi, he doesn't have to go ahead and schlep a guy's animal that he found in the street. Right? Islam to Pum, Shatam Asalam, Pum, Shiatam Asalam. There are times that a guy, out of Kavod Abrius, you don't do what the Torah says to do. Okay, it's a kohen who basic kvaras. Zokem nevi kvaroi. The shesem loch shloim merubu shachaveri. The kachnem is lamta. Means that the Torah gave a heter for like a kohen. If I see your cow in the basic kvaras and I'm a kohen, I'm not allowed to go to the basic kvaras to return it. I is chiv shosav edom. So you can't do it. Same thing. Right. Same thing with if you have a rabbi, a big rabbi. It's not respectful of him to walk around with a donkey. So you see how it's covered up because you don't do it. So why over here he's saying made me an oisai. Maybe it's not respectful for the kohen to do it. So Gemara says you're right. When we say that he gives testimony, it's to the melech. So since the Melech is bigger than him, so it's respectful. It's like giving testimony to Abdullah, like to the president. But now, Lloyd Don, Lloyd Don, I say, what do you mean? A king never has to go to court because he has immunity. I say, Elam, I say, made le Ben Melech. So much as Ben Melech Hedyud, he's a Hunter Biden. He's the regular Hedyud, maybe worse than that, not better. Elam made b'fnei Melech. It means that the king comes to court for his son, so you could say. If Nehem Melech, you're allowed to say Eidos.
Is but he coming to court?
He's coming to court for his son. What?
Is he coming to court?
For his son. I suspect
he's not dying.
No, he's not dying. He's coming to...
Just to watch the proceedings.
Yeah, to watch proceedings. V'ain Meshivim Melech Sanhedrin. Mar is that. Shem Yikud HaKoyin Gadol. Asa. V'yosef. Mekam Nehus HaDusei Koyihu. V'azul. U'ma'ayim Le'anan Medine. He basically sits there. And out of respect, you're allowed to be made at that point. And then when he leaves, they talk about the what's going on.
That's what, and in such a kind of case, the
Gadol
is allowed to give testimony. All
right.
Cases are not allowed.
Now I'll give testimony. Gufa, ain't Meshivim Melech Sanhedrin? You now put a king in Sanhedrin, but for the.
So David was not.
Besides David, I'll see later on. Oh, David is the only one allowed. Lein Melech v'Koyin Gadol b'Yibushana. So much the Melech was Sanhedrin. Why? Because it was Sana Al Riv. Lesana Al Rav. And we got the pasuk over here. You got it?
But that would say, you're not allowed to go ahead and go against the Muflash of the Sanhedrin. That's why the chief of the Sanhedrin is not allowed to speak first. You have to have the lowest guy speak first, and then you work your way up. Mm-hmm. That's the way the Lassana Arif means. You have this already. When they're all 72 are sitting there, you can't go to the Rosh Bezdin to ask first. You have to go to the lowest guy first.
Yeah, but that's what Rosh says. Rosh says, Einuch Shor Lister is the very Muflash of the Anam. The Amar Melech Choyva. Right.
That's
a problem.
Again, but the Melech wouldn't be speaking first. The Melech would be speaking last. So the Melech,
He's a Melech.
You have to let
him
speak first.
Because
he's a Melech.
He's a Melech. You have to let him.
No,
he's higher than
Rosh Hashanah. Good.
Okay, so he's speaking first.
He has to speak last.
He won't. He's a Melech.
That's the point, because he can't contradict.
I know, but you can't.
Same reason why he can't contradict the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, but because he's a Melech. No, he's a Melech.
You can't contradict the Melech. No. You can't contradict the
So the way it works is that a Melech comes in and he speaks first. And because he speaks first, you're done.
You're
basically done.
Even though for that reason, you should have him speak last.
But you can't because he's a Melech. He's the highest level person. What does that mean? Melech Mishum Afsanya. What happens is the king has a stipend for all his soldiers. So basically, he gives
stipend.
Stipend.
A siphon.
What do you write?
Siphon.
A king has a siphon.
Write it down.
Siphon.
A siphon.
To the market or next to a much you go to.
Okay. Basically, he gives for every soldier. Let's say.
Phone out. Please text his brother and wanted this food, so this way he doesn't get upset.
$100. He gives $100 per soldier for a year. Now, if he makes a leap year, he's getting more out of the $100 for the things. He's always going to make a leap year.
He's getting 13 months.
Right, that's a problem. And what about Kohen? Listen to this one.
Annually,
right? Listen to this one. The Kohen Gadol b'Yibushana, Melech Shem Aspayim, Kohen Gadol b'Shem Tzino. What happens if you do a leap year? Yom Kippur falls out a month later. It's cold already. And Kohen Gadol does not want it to fall out later because to him it's cold. He has to walk on the floor. Five tefillahs, so 10 kedushins.
But the place is cold.
But the place is cold. He's walking on the bare floor. So Mela, he doesn't want it. See what they speak about the heat in the water. Somebody speaks about that.
Look at the floor.
I had you in mind when I learned the Tosfos.
They used to go and heat up the metal.
Yeah, kumkum. Say it the right way. Kumkum.
No, that's a pitcher of water. They used to do the verses on those.
Kumkum shacham yom purim.
Something else. Yeah, that's a pitcher of water. But they also heated up sticks, metal sticks, and they put them into the mikvah to go and.
Yeah, but it didn't help for the floor.
Right. Yeah. Either way.
Anyway, and he could have gone to Mavakir's mikvah.
Huh? They finally put a heater in?
They make it hot, no?
They didn't have a heater.
I think
yet.
It's hot, yeah. Yeah.
I saw the sign of that. Who texts you the code to get into this?
No, you can't fit.
You don't fit.
That means you already checked it out.
No, I didn't, but I imagine. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the trailer.
You can put 2-3 people in there.
Oh, yeah? I should really go in.
So, now, if you can't fit 3 people,
yeah,
in the hole?
2 people at least, for sure. No?
It's tiny. There's no room for 2 people in there.
It's a one-man mikveh.
That's why you don't fit in there.
It's a one-man mikveh.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a one-man mikveh.
It's 4 foot by 4 foot.
That's a one-man mikveh. Exactly. You have the steps. You can't tell you on the steps.
You seen it?
Yeah.
I saw a picture. I didn't go in. I should go in. Okay.
You have to get the code. And you have to pay.
You need Morse code.
$15.
That's
yeah.
it.
No, every child has
it. No, private time. You need to make for private.
Private is $15.
Hold on. Just pay me, all right?
Private is $15. To go with everybody else is $25.
You're private? You're private?
Yeah, no, you wanted it heated, don't you?
You guys are ready? So, the Gemara says, so you're basically telling me that when you do an Ibiyar, it's pushed off, and it basically means the cold, you're pushing off the months get pushed off, so it gets cold. So the Gemara says, not true. Amar Papa Shmamina Shasabas Yarchos. That's what you're telling me. Aini, Ba'anuk Gemaroi, Bakar, Tavakaim Rishamin Rabbanan, the Rabbanan heard these three shepherds, the Kamri, they were speaking, and they said, Chadamar in Bocher v'lokish kechada yarnitz dein hu ada. A lot less dein ada. Basically, if the wheat is ready, then it's ada. If not, it's shvat. The Chadamar in Torah b'tzvar b'tela yomus v'tiara b'tol te'eno yid mosh yichshu mashke dein hu ada. If in the beginning of the day it's hard, not ripe, and at the end of the day the sun comes out, I guess, and the te'eno, the fig tree, is ripe, then that's other. If not, it's not other. It's shvat. And then the last guy said that if the heat of your mouth, the in kidum talk of lechada ye yafach beloyach nafel kablei deinu ad lamas dan. If you when you blow out of your mouth and it comes, you could see the cold gets like it looks like smoke. So that means that it's cold. Then it's not other. So what do you see from here? You see clearly that they're not when you make an ibiyor, it's not that. That Adar is being pushed off. It's not that it's not Adar now. It's Shvat. That means that Tishrei is going to be when it's supposed to be. Not that. That's what they were saying. They were saying it's not Adar now.
It's going to be colder in Tishrei because of this.
That's right.
It's not going to be colder in Tishrei.
Right. It means if Adar is cold, that means it's not Adar. It's Shvat. That's why I make a leap year. So this fakir from what we're saying now. So Gemara says, no, you got it wrong. V'tizbro, Rabbanon Avos, Rabbanon Avos, Smoke. You think the Rabbanon relied on these shepherds? Rabbanon Akshavinu, Akshavinu, Samuch V'roi Bokar, it's Tayu this time, Elsayu. It happens to be that what they were saying, their chicken scratch, made sense at that point. But that's not the Cheshvan. Cheshvan, they had their own Cheshvan. That's interesting that Meir Shapiro, Chushchukam brings down for Meir Shapiro. He lived with the Chark of a Rebbe. If you read the Meir Shapiro book, he was very, very close to the Chark of a Rebbe.
Oh, wow. Mamash, right on time.
And the Chark of a Rebbe.
Yes.
I love it.
Chark of a Rebbe. There was a shul in Lublin. By Meir Shapiro. There was a shul by Meir Shapiro that was very cold. They wanted to put a tanner in. As a shayla, in the place, can be allowed to put a tanner in a shul. And the Chark of a Rebbe said, you can't. And Meir Shapiro arrived from the Gemara that you can't, because if you're able to, then what's the kind of other word about? Just put a tanner in the Beis HaMikdash and heat it up.
They had.
No, they didn't.
They had the room where they used to cook the shlamim.
That wasn't
there on the side.
Yeah, but not in the main Beis HaMikdash. No. Very important. So in a shul, you're not allowed to put a tanner. That's not local.
Side room.
You're not in the shul. You're not allowed to. So he said, Meir Shapiro arrived from the Gemara. They now bring a tanner. Otherwise, what's the kind of other? What's your word about? That's
it. That's
okay. Tomorrow's daf. You ready?
Chaylitz v'chaylitzin. You staying? You gonna stay?
Me?
No,
yeah.
Come.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
I just found out about that. You do the second daf.
His second wife is waiting.
Oh, okay.
I'm running. No, I'm running.
He's got the rabbit there. That's real rabbit.
Is it? I don't know.
Of course it is.
It feels fake.
The mum club.
From plumbing to first.
I got my sable tiles bag. You know, it's my sable tiles bag?
No.
Don't worry, I got a sable tiles bag. You're stressing me out. I need a third wife now.
Deal with one. Let me know how it goes. For a week, try one.
You have two already. Yeah. You also go to three.
Anyway, my grandmother gave me 10 years ago, she had a sable coat. Sable coat, that's $300,000 to buy today. Very expensive. One of the most rare animals there is to buy a coat. Not sable. It's mink.
It's mink and sable.
Very, it's very, beaver, yeah. Sable's very rare. Mom is rare. My wife, so she gave it to me. It's sitting in my closet for 10 years. What am I supposed to do with it? It's a long sable coat, fits my grandmother's build, does with my wife. My wife finds out, you know what, she's going to a farrier, she make herself a short coat, a nice stylish coat, and make another coat, put like it around here and around there. And she had, and I said, I don't care what you do with it, I don't care what you do with it, but I want for my tiles big, I want to cover the top of the tiles big with it. Nothing, so my wife made two coats. My wife bought in the coat to this furrier.
Can you imagine what this one coat, how big the coat was?
They said, we haven't seen a coat like this in 30 years. Exactly. The people do not spend money like this anymore. Nobody has a value for this.
It doesn't exist.
They said, we haven't seen a coat like this in 30 years. The furriers from Manhattan were like in awe.
And also, keep the fur in good condition.
They said it's in mint condition. They want to know if my wife kept it in a
closet.
My wife said, we actually found it on the floor of our walk-in closet. It was there probably for a year. We didn't even realize it fell off the hanger because it's a heavy piece. Yeah,
right.
Fell off the hanger. We didn't realize. That's when my wife said, like, what are we doing? This coat sitting here. They're polishing these people. My wife says, my tiles bag. My tiles bag is gorgeous. I'll bring it tomorrow night. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Yeah. No, this is real fur. It's not skinny, not like yours is like shaved down a little bit. No, it's real fur.
You didn't see my, you never saw my house bed.
It's like a cow's walking.
It's a cow. It's a big blonde bag. It's like this big by this big.
Uh-huh,
it's
okay. So I have to show you this.
My father shot by the cow. And he looks like, I want that skin. They unzipped it and they put it inside.
I bought a tiles bag, a leather tiles bag, right. And on the big tiles bag, you just put one strip
that's
like
perfect.
This,
yeah, okay.
And on the small one, they did the whole small one. But it's like it's.
So
it's real fur.
Yes.
Can't get wet, right?
Huh?
Can't get wet.
Don't get it wet, no. Put it in a plastic bag because it's going to shed.
So I should keep it in a plastic?
Put it in a plastic. I know it's less geschmack because then you don't see all the fur, but it'll last longer.
Uh-huh.
My foam bag is in pristine condition because all the time I always kept it in a thing. My brother and I used to keep it out and the fur is falling off.
Falling
the sides
off,
are falling
yeah.
off.
Yeah. Anyway, kids, that's the story.
Blue blonde haired cow, literally. You could brush it.
Uh-huh. Schmuck. Okay, now that we've finished talking about my long blonde hair.
You done with the duff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You had to wait for that last line.
That's right.